Elizabeth would.
Possibly. But I should be puzzled, dear, to name offhand anything that mattered less to me than what Elizabeth Mapp Flint said, poor woman. Give me your opinion, not hers.
You might drop the marketing by degrees if you felt it was undignified, said Georgie, yawning. Shop every day this week, and only on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday next week.
No, dear, replied Lucia, that would be hedging, and I never hedge. One thing or the other.
The hedge may save you from falling into a ditch, said Georgie, brilliantly.
Georgie, you know, how epigrammatic. What does it mean exactly? What ditch?
Any ditch, said Georgie, just making a mistake and not being judicious. Tilling is a mass of pitfalls.
I don't mind about pitfalls, so long as my conscience assures me that I am guided by right principles. I must set an example in my private as well as my public life. If I decide to go on with my daily marketing, I shall certainly make a point of buying very cheap, simple provisions. Cabbages and turnips, for instance, not asparagus.
We've got plenty of that in the garden when it comes in, said Georgie.
Place, not souls. Apples, went on Lucia, if he hadn't spoken. Plain living in private. Everybody will hear me buying cheap vegetables. Splendour. Those lovely gloves in public. And high thinking in both.
That would sound well in your inaugural speech, said Georgie.
I hope it will. What I want to do in our dear Tilling is elevate the tone to make it a real centre of intellectual and artistic activity. That must go on simultaneously with social reforms and the well-being of the poorer classes. All the slums must be cleared away. There must be an end to overcrowding, pasteurisation of milk, Georgie, a strict censorship of the films, benches in sunny corners. Of course, it will cost money. I should like to see the rates go up by leaps and bounds.
That won't make you very popular, said Georgie.
I would welcome any unpopularity that such reforms might earn for me. The decorative side of life, too. Flower boxes in the windows of the humblest dwellings. Cheap concerts of first-rate music. The revival of ancient customs like beating the bounds. I must find out just what that is.
The town council went in procession round the boundaries of the parish, said Georgie, and the mayor was bumped on the boundary stones. Hadn't we better stick to the question of whether you go marketing or not?
Lucia did not like the idea of being bumped on boundary stones.
Quite right, dear. I lose myself in my dreams. We were talking about the example we must set in plain living. I wish it is to be known that I do my catering with economy, to be heard ordering neck of mutton at the butcher's.
I won't eat neck of mutton in order to be an example to anybody, said Georgie. And personally, whatever you settle to do, I won't give up the morning shopping. Besides, one learns all the news then. It would be worse than not having the wireless. I should be lost without it. So would you.
Lucia tried to picture herself bereft of that eager daily interchange of gossip when her Tilling circle of friends bustled up and down the high street, carrying their market baskets and bumping into each other in the narrow doorways of shops. Rain or fine, with umbrellas and galoshes, or with sunshades and the thinnest blouses, it was the bracing hour that whetted the appetite for the complications of life. The idea of missing it was unthinkable, and without the slightest difficulty, she ascribed exalted motives and a high sense of duty to its continuance.
You are right, dear, she said. Thank you for your guidance. More than ever now in my new position, it will be incumbent on me to know what Tilling is thinking and feeling. My finger must be on its pulse. That book I was reading the other day, which impressed me so enormously. What on earth was it? A biography?
Catherine the Great? Asked Georgie.
Lucia had dipped into it lately, but the suggestion was intended to be humorous.
Yes, I shall forget my own name next. She always had her finger on the pulse of her people that I maintain was the real source of her greatness. She used to disguise herself, you remember, as a peasant woman. Mujik, isn't it? And let herself out of the back door of the Winter Palace and sat in the bars and cafes of wherever they drink vodka and tea, samovars, and hear what the common people were saying, astonishing her ministers with her knowledge.
Georgie felt fearfully bored with her and this preposterous rubbish. Lucia did not care two straws what the common people were saying. She, in this